There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
To D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. People. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. I am in for Kevin all day today, up until noon. I was here yesterday, and I love being behind this mic. One of the reasons why I love being behind this mic is I get to vent, especially about illegal immigration, like I just opened the first hour with. But I also like to vent about the fake news media. I am so pleased to actually have on with me on this next segment here a chat with Michael Hart. Michael Hart and I go back years. He is an Alabama radio host as well as an author. You can find him at heartofamerica.net. That's Hart, H-A-R-T. of America.net. Every day he has a great show. I'm on with him every Thursday. And his book is The Unknown America, Myths and a Little Known Oddities About the Greatest Nation on Earth. And one thing that I want to talk about, Michael, about is, since he is from Alabama, there is a story that is not getting any play in the mainstream media regarding a LinkedIn co-founder, Reid Hoffman. He was an early investor in Facebook and was behind a six-figure misinformation campaign that involved falsely linking Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore to Russian influence operations during Alabama's December 2017 special election. Hoffman funded Democrat operatives who staged a false flag, in their own words, meant to falsely link Moore's campaign to Russia bots in order to boost Democratic candidate Doug Jones' Senate campaign. Jones went on to win the election after defeating Moore in an upset. Do you think that this is called meddling in an election? Michael Hart, welcome to the program.
Hey, Megan, how are you? And
good.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you are welcome anytime. I'm glad that I actually get to talk to you from this side of the mic instead of vice versa, right?
Yeah, how about that?
I know. So, you know, this story just caught my eye yesterday, and I've been watching Jack Posobiec talk about it. I've been watching Big League Politics. This article comes from the Daily Caller, that it looks like some wealthy 1% liberals were meddling in your backyard in Alabama. Do you have any inside on that?
Well, you know, you have to get a little bit more into the backstory here, Megan. Why in the world would these people even be remotely interested in you know, we rednecks down here in little old Alabama? I think it's also important for your listeners to realize that this particular election with Roy Moore was actually called for a special election after Luther Strange was appointed to the Senate seat by Governor Kay Ivey. This is the seat that was opened and made vacant when Jeff Sessions went to Washington, D.C. And so, you know, Roy Moore was, you know, the governor calls for the special election because she appointed Luther Strange, who was presumably actually as attorney general investigating the now deposed governor, Robert Bentley. It's just a mishmash of conspiracy and fraud and corruption here in the state of Alabama. But anyway, Roy Moore, who is the twice ousted Supreme Court justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, was considered to be a relatively weak candidate because he's very polarizing because of some of his religious views. And although I'm a Christian, you know, he's been very over the top with some of his statements over the years. And as you point out, I've been covering him for the better part of 10 or 12 years, and during the election was no exception. So I think that you had people that were in the operative sphere, so to speak, that saw Roy Moore as a defeatable candidate. And also, it's important to realize that, you know, here in Alabama, Birmingham in particular, was the site of the 1963 16th Street Baptist Church bombing during the Civil Rights era that killed four little girls. The people, the perpetrators of that crime, were only brought to justice within the last 4 or 5 years, and it was Doug Jones who was the prosecutor that got two of the bombers in that case. So locally, you know, he's been somewhat of a heroic figure. So you got the heroic Doug Jones, and I don't mean heroic because of his policies, but you've got the heroic civil rights figure in Doug Jones up against the, you know, the flamboyant right-wing Ten Commandments on the wall hanging, you know, judicial activist judge. Then you had the fact that the judge is running for Sessions' open seat. It would be a great way to humiliate Donald Trump, who had come out in support of Roy Moore, although his actual endorsement was kind of tacit because Roy Moore is kind of polarizing. But that's the impetus, that's the backstory as to why these people would want to get in the middle of this Alabama election. You've got the Sessions connection, the possibility of unseating a Republican GOP Senate seat, and the embarrassment directed towards the president.
Well, and have you heard anything more about the AG's investigation into this alleged election meddling by an outsider and basically funding a disinformation campaign?
Well, we've got several other things, because during the campaign itself, you know, we've had the Moore campaign, you know, they went all Kavanaugh before Kavanaugh was cool. And, I mean, there was woman after woman after woman that had come out with Roy Moore, had accosted them or fondled them or whatever, I mean, 30, 40 years ago, and I'm not exaggerating by this. And so there's all the court cases going on in the state of Alabama related to whether or not that was true, because that also played, of course, into the local optic. And then here recently, we had a very high-profile officer-involved shooting at one of the largest malls in our state, where a white police officer shot an armed black guy inside of a mall because there was an active shooter situation, and he shot the wrong guy. That particular case has sucked all the oxygen out of the AG's investigations of anything else at this point in time, at least locally. So you've got all these other little, you know, these little tentacles that are playing into it. And I don't know, with all the other cases going on with Roy Moore, if at least in the state of Alabama it progresses any further. I don't think it's going to progress any further on the national level outside of the Trump campaign using this as evidence that, you know, that there was some kind of Russian meddling, but that it was beyond the scope of his campaign. Because, again, the whole Roy Moore thing was to make him look foolish in part.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think he was doing a pretty good job of that on his own, right? I mean, like you said, he was flamboyant. You know, he kind of reminded me of of the evangelical Ross Perot. Like, some of the stuff that would come out of his mouth, you just kind of cocked your head and you were like, what?
You know, he was one of these kind of candidates where Megan, you know, those of us that are in the right-wing conservative talk radio sphere, we were reluctant to speak to the judge during the campaign when he was as a Supreme Court justice, the Chief Justice of that. You know, we loved the guy because he was always great for a soundbite. But I will say that privately amongst the conservative talk radio brethren, the sorority and the fraternity of talk radio, the overwhelming majority of us were not happy with the possible election of Roy Moore, because quite frankly, he would have been a lame duck senator in Washington, D.C., because if anybody has a stereotype of the hard right Christian Southerner, Roy Moore, I mean, you know, he's getting close to being it. I mean, if you want to think, you know, Fred Gwynn and my cousin Vinny, I mean, you're getting real close to Roy Moore, including the Ten Commandments.
Right, and I just find it, you know, one of the points I wanted to make, and you and I are on the radio every single week on Thursday morning, 7 o'clock Pacific time, I wanted to make is that this story, if it were reversed, right, if it was Roy Moore had a funder like a lefty that was one of the original funders of Facebook. If he had a billionaire backer and then purchased a disinformation campaign and ran a disinformation campaign against his opponent, Doug Jones, that would be national news. And of course, then we go right back to the Russia collusion story. But as long as the shoe's on the other foot, the mainstream media simply looks the other way. And I would not have known about this story unless I was following Jack Posobiec on Twitter.
Right.
I haven't even seen it on Fox.
Well, the part of the problem that you also have here, Megan, is the fact that Roy Moore is an easy target for the left because he embodies all the accusations that the left has always leveled against the theologically conservative right. But when you add in the fact that there's not a lot of local Republicans, and certainly not in D.C., that would have come to his rescue, including Jeff Sessions, it's not that hard to see why they would have singled him out. It's a perfect storm of a wayward candidate, so to speak, that has a lot of baggage with very few friends locally or on the national level. Now, he has his base, but his base, again, typically exemplifies or is a stereotypical base of what most people would perceive to be a right-wing Christian Republican from the Deep South.
And do you have time to stick around with me for one more segment so we can talk about your book?
Oh, I've got nowhere to go until like Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. All right, Michael, hold on. We'll be right back with Michael Hart. We'll be talking about his book, and we just have to take this quick break to keep the lights on. So this is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, coming at you live out of Las Vegas. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. I'm in for the great Kevin Wall today. Up until noon, Kevin will be back in this seat on Monday from 9 to noon. And every Monday, I join Kevin at 11 o'clock. So I hope you join me then as well. But joining me now is Michael Hart. He is an Alabama radio host. I am on with him every Thursday morning at 7 a.m., to discuss all the topics of the day. You can find and stream his show at heartofamerica.net, Hart, H-A-R-T, ofamerica.net. He's on every morning. I encourage you to go to his website. And he's also an author of Unknown America, which are myths and little-known oddities about the greatest nation on Earth. Welcome back, Michael. Thanks for hanging around.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's talk about your book a little bit. What compelled you to write a book specifically about unknown America myths and little known oddities?
Well, Megan, as you're well aware, you know, I have a firm belief that people that do not remember the past, to go all George Santayana on you, are condemned to repeat it. And almost everything that we do in our program takes a look at the news of the day through the prism of the past. A couple of days ago, we were talking about the House of Representatives and how they're all being, they're getting the oath of office here in just a few days, unless you're Alexandria Cortez and you're inaugurated. But there are certain things and programs that they're talking about putting forth. Earth that reek of the mid-1960s Cloward-Piven strategy. And so we take the past and we bring it forward to the future, and we kind of dissect the news stories of the day. Now, that's always been kind of the way I do my program. But some years ago, it was coming up in early February, which is Black History Month across the country, and because we're right here in the middle of civil rights country, I decided to do a long-form kind of expose on the life of time of Rosa Parks. Now, this happened many, many, many years ago. In doing the investigation of Parks, I found out that Rosa Parks was not the first woman to refuse to give up a bus seat, which inspired the Montgomery bus boycott. It was a 15-year-old girl by the name of Claudette Colvin. Claudette was unmarried, thought to be having an affair with a married white guy, and possibly even pregnant. That's all speculation. But the 15-year-old part's not speculation. But we started to get deeper and deeper into it, and we realized that the entire narrative of Rosa Parks was completely crafted by the political leaders in Montgomery at that time, and it even went so far as that not only was she this innocent seamstress that refused to give up her seat, she was actually a political activist and even the secretary of the NAACP at the time. So her story is completely fabricated.
Now,
the thing is... Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Claudette is, by the way, Claudette Colvin's still alive. I talked to her by phone. She lives in New York, of all places, now. I talked to her by phone 4 or 5 days ago, and she's a little reluctant to talk about it. But the funny thing is, it appeared on the front page of the Montgomery Advertiser, the Birmingham News, the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, but yet history has completely ignored it. That story inspired me to look at what else is false in our history books. So to paraphrase it, because I know we're tight on time, everything you think you know about American history is wrong. Period. You know, July 4th is not our Independence Day. It actually occurred on July 2nd. We've got letters from John Adams to Abigail. The Declaration of Independence, when John Hancock put his name on the document, there was nobody else in the room. Every painting that portrays this mass signing portrayed these guys much later in life. Some of them were in their 20s and early 30s. You know, the Library of Congress was actually originally seated with the Library of Thomas Jefferson, because Jefferson was going broke because he had about $1,000 a day party habit, and of course adjusted for inflation, so to speak. And it goes on and on. You know, Betsy Ross didn't sew the first flag. Nobody knows who sewed the first flag. We never even got this story until 1870, when her grandson was trying to capitalize by creating this this legend of hers. Everything people know about the Liberty Bell is wrong. It didn't crack ringing in freedom. It was forged with a crack in it. You know, Christmas was illegal in the colonies for 200 years. It was the state of Alabama that actually legalized it. America's had their first female president, although you didn't know it, and their first gay president, and we got the letters in the book to prove it. It just goes on from there.
Well, who was the first female president?
It was actually Edith Wilson. After Woodrow Wilson, the first lady, he had a massive stroke. Nobody knew about it for 2 years. Edith Wilson was functioning as the President of the United States. So she had only a couple of cabinet members that were even aware of the severity of Woodrow Wilson's stroke. They would bring her documents. She would go in, presumably to show them to him, but then would actually forge the President's signature on these things. She was making cabinet appointments through her emissaries, and this went on for 18, 19, 20 months. It wasn't revealed till long after Woodrow Wilson's death. And there's an awful lot we talk about in terms of Woodrow Wilson's administration, how it gave us the Federal Reserve Banking Act, mm-hmm. and how that entire election between him and Howard Taft and Teddy Roosevelt was also a staged event. So again, and it's not just older history. You know, some of this stuff is only, you know, only in some cases a year old because that's when the book first came out. But pretty much everything, it covers sports and religion and politics and the framers and the founders, the life of Benjamin Franklin. Franklin was a party animal. You know, Benjamin Franklin used to write. Do you know that Benjamin Franklin wrote a book for men on how to keep a mistress secret from their wives? I mean, these guys.
He was the penultimate politician.
You know, the thing is that, you know, historically speaking, Megan, we canonize these people. But then when you look at their life and their times, you realize they were just as human as we are. And so we get into some of the more salacious stories, but that's not what the book is all about. But the Lewis and Clark expedition is completely incorrect. But then I get into things about the inspiration for the Apple logo. A lot of people don't know why the Apple logo is what it is. Just a lot of fascinating tidbits about America. so, about the founding fathers, etc.
So where can people find Unknown America by Michael Hart?
Well, of course, it's at all the major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, but we have a real special thing that we're doing up to the remaining portion of December. Now, it can be found on Hart, H-A-R-T, heartofamerica.net, but if they go to the website exclusively for the book, which is theunknownamerica.com, we'll autograph it, we'll waive the shipping and handling, and send out a copy of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence absolutely free of charge, just because I love you so much.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it. We got to hop.
Thank you, Megan.
You're listening to Megan Barth, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, coming at you live out of Las Vegas. You can follow me on Twitter, at Reagan Babe. You can go to Facebook, follow me there as well, at Reagan Babe. You get the hint, don't you? ReaganBabe.com. You can also send me a note through my website, contact me through there as well. You'll see my latest article that appeared in the Washington Times, and prior to that I was published in the Daily Caller. Regarding green jobs was in the Daily Caller, and the census, which I talked about yesterday, appeared in the Washington Times. And that's another reason why the Democrats love illegal immigration, is because it gives them political power, because illegal aliens flocked to Democrat-controlled cities and states. They get an appropriation of more representation in the Electoral College than they should. So Donald Trump wants to actually include, or Wilbur Ross under Donald Trump wants to include, the citizenship question in the census, which hasn't been included since 1950. And if he does that, you will see the political power shift over to the Republican Party. And that's certainly something that the Democrats don't want. We should only include citizens in the census. That is who has a voice in our elections, our citizens, and thereby only citizens should be counted and citizens be represented, not illegal aliens, specifically those who commit crimes against innocent Americans, specifically in sanctuary cities. I'd like you to invite you to give a call to the show. I would love to take your calls. It's free for all Friday. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And speaking of which, I'll take a call on line one from Mike. Hi, Mike.
Megan.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I enjoyed immensely that interview, both sections of it.
Oh,
and
good.
I'm going to look for his book.
Yeah, if you go to heartofamerica.net, it's H-A-R-T.
I don't have a computer. I'm going down to the bookstore. I don't have a computer. I'm living in the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
I'm a conservative.
Oh, you'll love it. And you'll love it.
Oh, yeah. History is fiction agreed upon. Napoleon Bonaparte. Was on its belly, Napoleon Bonaparte. All right. I got two things I want to say to you. I want to talk about the cop incident, and then I have a personal comment. Which should I start with? The cop thing.
Sure.
We've got to change law enforcement. We've got to have two cops in a car. We've got to have these people armored. This guy must have been shot in the face. Of course, they have a bulletproof vest. Now, whether it's domestic, whether it's these people who set the cops up to shoot them, since we're not taking guns away, we've got to change how this procedure is done. We've got too many cops being shot like this. And these are just two practical solutions that I came up with. I'm sure I'm not the first person. We've got to totally armor their face. And we have to have possibly some device to disable a car so that these creeps can't get away. But we got to have two cops in a car. Of course, Megan, that's going to raise taxes. Now let me say this to you. I know I'm going to be arrogant. I think you want too much. You're complaining about the border thing, immigrants, and I agree with you. Then you go to you don't want taxes raised. Maybe you just want too much politically and too much in life. You can't get everything you want. And I'm serious. Now, I might be wrong. You want to fight for this country. You're 38 years old, you said. I wanted to run away. whether we build a 30-foot wall with Godzilla guarding it, this country in 20 and 30 years is going to be 40 and 50% Hispanic. L.A. Unified, I'm sure you know, is approximately 70% Hispanic. In 20 years, these people will be in their mid-20s and 30s. Now, look, if you want to live in a white country, and there's nothing wrong with it, I'm white, you're white. You have a number of choices. Maybe you should leave the country and consider Australia, but it's socialist. Maybe you consider Russia, but it's socialist. Maybe you should consider Argentina. It's European. It's 40 million. Maybe you should just flee, because I just get the feeling that you're knocking yourself out. You want everything the way the left wants a utopia in the future, and the right, as I said to Coach Casal, are living in a Leave It to Beaver utopia in the past.
Well, I'll correct you on a couple things, Mike. Yeah, but thank you for your call. I always appreciate hearing from you.
You're going to hang up on me?
I don't know. Jameson will probably hang up on you. Yes, Jameson just hung up on you. But we all have other callers we have to take. But let me just correct the record. I am not against Mexicans immigrating to this country as long as they do it legally. I understand that we have legal immigration and illegal immigration. I am staunchly against illegal immigration. I am staunchly against policies that protect and inflame illegal immigration or encourage illegal immigration. So we can't conflate the two. And that's what the left does a good job at, is conflating the two to confuse the two in order for us to believe that all immigrants are good immigrants and there are no illegal immigrants. That's a lie. There are plenty of illegal immigrants and plenty of illegal immigrants that are robbing and raping the American taxpayer, as well as killing the American taxpayer, as we just witnessed in a small town in California by the name of Newman, where they only have 12 police officers. Now, would we have to have two police officers in Newman if they didn't have illegal immigrants like this piece of trash that decided to take an innocent life? Probably not. Would we have a spike in crime? Would our tax dollars be drained for the incarceration due to illegal immigration, which is directly tied to the drug trade? No. Would we have more money for our own citizens if we didn't have 45 million illegal aliens living in this country? Probably not. So it has nothing to do with the legal immigrants that seek to find a better life, like Officer Singh did from the Philippines, who sought a better life in Newman, California. I encourage legal immigration and those that wish to seek a better life in America when they learn the language and provide for their families by working hard and climbing the economic ladder, which is only provided to them because of the American dream. So I am against illegal immigration. It has nothing to do with if I want to live in a white country. I was a little offended by that, but that's okay, Mike. I get your point. And our last caller, by the way, our last interview was Michael Hart. And I would encourage you to go to Hart of America, HARTofAmerica.net, and get that book. Because he is a historian and he uncovers so many misnomers about history and such. Like he said, past and current history. You'll really enjoy it. We've got more calls coming in. I'll encourage you to give me a buzz. It's Free for All Friday. You can talk about whatever you want. You can call toll free 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And I will clear another line. Let's go to Joel, if you don't mind, Jameson, on line two. Hey, Joel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I don't understand why I haven't heard a word from you or any other conservative talk show host discuss the Commander-in-Chief's bald-faced lies to our soldiers in a war zone the other day when he said that they're going to get a 10% pay raise. That is a bald-faced lie. The pay raise will, and that they hadn't received the pay raise in 10 years, which is another lie. Why don't you guys call him out on stuff like that? Why do you just kind of turn a blind eye to things like that? As a U.S. Navy veteran of the Vietnam era, I find it appalling that the commander-in-chief would tell lies like that to active duty soldiers in a war zone.
Well, I'll have
to. Why don't you call him out on that?
Well, and I will as soon as I look up the whole entire speech and find that little nugget of information that you passed on to me. But thank you for bringing it to my attention, Joel. Maybe you should write him a letter. Let's go to line one, Dane, please, out of Pahrump. Hi, Dane.
Hi, Megan. Yeah, I wanted to say you're really getting some of the lefters calling you today, but I wanted to address this guy, Mike, that called. Why is it so hard for these people to understand what legal and illegal is? It's such a simple thought to understand. Mm-hmm. Legal and illegal. Laws are there to abide by. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons I'm out here in Pahrump, because next month, guess what? We're going to do something very legal. It's called the United States Constitution, which provides us to start New Nevada. So we will force Nevada, old Nevada, as we call it, to comply with the Constitution and the laws by forcing them and forcing their hand that if you don't want to follow the laws, you want to make it a sanctuary state, you want to make it like California, we will start New Nevada so people can follow the law and follow the Constitution. It's a very simple concept, but nobody seems to want to follow the laws. And
that's
it's
right.
Just mind-boggling.
I know. And it's purposeful because the left is a lawless organization. I refer to the DNC as the Democrat Network of Criminals. And what they do is they basically will create laws to protect their lawlessness. They will break laws in order to break this country. Nothing is going to break this country more. It's not necessarily the division between Americans. It is going to be illegal immigration. When our IRS is sending $142 billion to the kids of illegal immigrants, shouldn't everybody, every American, whether they're on the left or the right side of the political aisle, and say that's just absolutely wrong? These people have no business being here.
Megan, you know, and I know, we are in a cold civil war, and we're in a silent coup d'etat, and that's what's happening. And I'm telling you, things are not going to change. They're going to press harder and harder to push it their way, and they're just not going to see that the Constitution of the United States is what provides the people with their country, and they're not going to acknowledge it. When you see people like Pelosi and Schumer, okay, talking about illegal aliens and how they're dying, these young kids, but they cannot say one word about this officer, Steinle, or anybody else that happens in their own states, they're insane. There's insanity, and there's no other way to do it than what we're going to do, and that's the New Nevada. We're going to force the Constitution, which is, that really shouldn't be forced. It should be providing the law of the land, but they just don't want to see it. They don't even know what the Constitution is anymore.
Now, where is this New Nevada? Is there a website?
We'll be having one very shortly. We'll have an announcement in Pahrump next month, and you will hear about it, I guarantee you.
All right, Dean.
And it'll be right around the middle of the month, and we hope to have you because we'll be talking about the illegal situation, illegal votes in Nevada. This is what's stirring this up, and this we can't take it anymore.
I can't take it either. Well, Dane, I appreciate your call very much. How much time do we have before we go to break? A couple minutes? Yeah, we got time for one more? All right, let's go to Scott on line two. Hi, Scott. You'll be our last call of this segment. You're talking to Megan.
Got a quote from you from Mark Twain.
Okay.
He said, if your vote counted, they wouldn't let you do it.
Well, I have a quote for you from Mark Twain, and it's, a lie will travel around the world before the truth has a chance to put on its shoes.
There you go.
Well, I know. And so, Scott, where do you live? You live in Las Vegas?
Yes, I do.
And how do you feel like your vote counted in this last election?
I've never voted in my life. I knew since I was a little child that it was a stupid proposition, worthless.
Really?
Never voted ever. Yeah.
So you're
complete farce.
Complete farce?
There's never been a legitimate election for a head of state in Europe or the United States in 300 years. It's all been rigged.
Interesting.
That's my, yeah.
Well, I'll keep fighting for the vote, but I appreciate your call. We're going to have to take this break, but we'll be right back with some more news of the day. I'm going to check Donald Trump's Twitter account to see if I missed anything while I took some callers. But we will take more callers, so please feel free. Don't be shy. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
welcome back, Las Vegas. This is Megan Barr at TheReaganBabe.com, filling in for Kevin Wall today, up until high noon. We're coming at you live out of Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And I want to give a shout out to 98.1 Talk Now in the Coachella Valley. 1400 AM KNNR, Reno Speaks Carson City, Sparks Carson City, 1230 AM Ely, 98.5 FM Battle Mountain, 101.1 FM Amargosa Valley, 98.7 FM in Hawthorne. And we're also in Pahrump. We just had a caller. We had a caller from Joel, too. And I'm sure Joel is still listening. And he said that Trump lied about the military raises. And honestly, I had not had a chance to listen to the entire Trump speech that he gave on the 26th to our troops because I was on vacation. And I just took over the mic yesterday. So trying to prepare for the show, I try to prepare as much as I can get my hands on. But that's what I love about taking calls. And that's what I love about being on the radio is that I tend to get both love and hate from both sides of the aisle. But I'm willing to take the slings and arrows. I like the love more, obviously. But I also get information from our listening audience. And Kevin has one of the best audiences in the Valley and across the state. I haven't heard anybody from California for a while. Would love to hear from you guys. So feel free to give us a call toll free, 844-2-NEVADA. But we have Brandon on line three that says that he has a response to Joel regarding the military raise. So hi, Brandon. It's Megan.
Hey, good morning, Megan. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
So I just wanted to kind of shout back to him in a respectful way. From one veteran to another, I'm a captain in the Air Force, still active. Been in 15 years. We don't do this for the money. We don't do it for the raises. Regardless of how much we're doing this for our country because we love what we do. And I believe and hope that he is in the same boat, having been a Vietnam veteran. He can relate to that. But one of the things that I kind of wanted to reiterate, too, is it's really discouraging and downright just despicable when I see how many people are hating on President Trump. You know, I wasn't a big fan of Obama, but I didn't want to see him fail because when he fails, my country fails. And it seems like every time I turn on the news, every time I turn on the radio, whether it be, you know, liberal or Republican, it's just this constant bashing of Trump. And it's getting to the point where it's just, it needs to change, you know, because we're one nation. We're all fighting for the same freedoms. Unfortunately, that's not the case because we've got so many people in our country now that just I don't understand how good they have it. You know, take a deployment to Iraq, take a deployment overseas at some point in your life, and your eyes will be widened as to how great you have it here in this United States and how amazing our country is. And
well, shouldn't it say something? Yeah, it is a shame. But shouldn't it also say something to the left who, you know, I would tend to disagree with you. I don't believe that everybody loves this country, especially those that want to fundamentally transform it. You don't fundamentally transform something you love. Don't you think it is evident that our country is the greatest country on earth when we have another caravan that is coming from Honduras, 15,000 strong, that want to come to this country? There is a reported hundreds of millions of people that want to come to this country. If it wasn't the greatest country on earth, no one would be flocking here, risking their lives to get here for a better life if America wasn't the shining beacon on the hill. Brandon, thank you for your service. And I looked at, while Joel had alerted me to that, you know, lie that President Trump had told, I looked at it from the Defense Appropriation Act that I found as early as 2017. The military was given about a 3% raise. And so I have to assume perhaps through other savings, through other tax cuts that Trump has made, perhaps you guys have gotten a raise closer to 10%. But that's just something simply I could not find out on the break. Have you noticed an increase in your pay?
Our base pay has actually jumped up for the first time. I mean, we always get an annual increase. There for a while, it was only like 1% every year.
It's unbelievable. But
it's been going up. And I believe, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know last year was the largest it had been in a very long time. And this year is supposed to be better than last year. So, you know, like I reiterated from the beginning, we don't do this for the money. We don't do this for the paycheck. I joined because I love my country. I really enjoy supporting coalitions around the world, especially when you see all of the hatred and the negativity around the world. We got guys fighting overseas right now, you know, opening other countries and just making the world a better place. I mean, I know we don't, and I know we're pulling out a lot of places right now, which is good because we don't need to be the police officers of the world. But at the same time, we are the beacon that everyone looks to when things hit the fan, you know.
Well, Brandon, and we have to, I hate to cut you short. I want you to call back anytime I'm on air, but we got to take a break. Brandon, thank you for your service. Thank you for your ears. This is Megan Barth, 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. We'll be right back.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be.